This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, come on in, kiddies. We're going to be rocking and rolling around the campfire tonight. Tim Michaels here with the rocking, and you'll be doing the rolling. We're going to go live with Machine Gun Kelly from the Duluth Armory and the Winter Dance Party. You're a lucky dog there, Big Gun.
I'm freezing my patootie off out here, King Timothy. It's a zillion degrees below zero, and my nose is falling off.
Complaining. You'll get combat pay for this, Machine Gun. Lou Martin has the 7 o'clock news. Then we can have some fun with Machine Gun. We've got big hits from Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. 7 o'clock news brought to you by Larson Chevrolet with a sale to absolutely clear out the lot featuring a 57 Ford Fairlane convertible loaded for just $1,550. Lou?
Machine Gun sounded pretty cold.
Nah, he's a cool cat. Now he's a cold cat.
There's no sign of a missing ship in the icy Atlantic, and Virginia schools gear up for integration of Negro students. We begin our world report from Nova Scotia.
This is Jacques Larocque in Halifax. Three rescue ships have reached this spot where the Danish ship Hans Adolf struck an iceberg off Greenland and have found no trace of her. Search and rescue headquarters say the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Campbell and two other ships reached the area where the small German trawler Johann Kreutz had been searching fruitlessly through the day in stormy seas. The Hans Adolf carry 55 passengers and a crew of 40. Search headquarters say the three ships had to plow through heavy ice and rough seas to reach the spot about 37 miles south of Cape Farewell at the southern tip of Greenland. Whistling polar winds hamper the search. There are growing fears that the Hans Adolf has sunk. She last reported yesterday that her holds were filling and she was slowly sinking. In Copenhagen, King Frederick summoned Premier H.C. Hansen to report on the search. Then Hansen called his cabinet into extraordinary session. It was snowing heavily when the head off hit the iceberg. 4 hours later, she radioed, slowly sinking and need immediate assistance. In Halifax, Nova Scotia, this is Jacques Larocque.
Richard C. Burkholz here in Richmond, Virginia. Senate supporters of Governor J. Lindsey Almond believe that they have enough votes to pass his program to ease the impact of school integration. A ruling is expected soon, possibly today, from Chief Justice Earl Warren on the Arlington School Board's request for a delay of enrollment of 4 Negroes in the Stratford Junior High School. In Norfolk, school officials say everything is in readiness for integration next Monday of 6 schools closed last fall. The Almond program granting tuition payments to those who don't want to attend integrated schools and repealing compulsory school attendance already has passed the Virginia House of Delegates. Arlington school officials say plans are complete for enrollment of the Negro children and that no trouble is anticipated should the delay be denied. To make certain no incidents occur, police will block off an area of half a mile surrounding the school Monday morning. In Richmond, Virginia, this is Richard C. Burkholz.
This is Jack Bell reporting from Washington. The Eisenhower administration apparently is in line for some sharp prodding from the Senate to move toward high-level negotiation with Russia on the Berlin impasse. Persistent critic, Arkansas Democratic Senator J. William Fulbright is preparing to take over as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Calling for East-West talks on the German problem, Fulbright says it would be, quote, quite proper to enter into a discussion of the withdrawal of troops from Berlin, unquote. The 53-year-old Fulbright will succeed the chairmanship vacated by Rhode Island Senator Theodore Green. Fulbright made it clear he is not optimistic about dealing with the Russians, but he thinks the Eisenhower administration has been remiss in not coming up with some proposal to counter the Soviet demand that West Berlin be made a free city. Contending the administration has stalled on dead center, Fulbright told a news conference, "It is important to move toward the withdrawal of foreign troops. It would be a good thing if Russia withdrew its occupation troops from East Germany, Hungary, and Romania." Fulbright emphasized he would not support withdrawal of U.S. troops until there is an acceptable agreement on Berlin. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles will fly to London, Paris, and Bonn next week for conferences with Allied leaders on German issues, including Berlin. In Washington, this is Jack Bell reporting.
Hello, this is Max Jordan in Lexington, Virginia. Stored under lock and key in the Virginia Military Institute's library are the personal and public papers of General George Catlett Marshall. You could not buy them for $1 million. That offer has been made and rejected. Marshall has stipulated that they cannot be published without his express permission or until his death. Historians feel sure the collection holds much hitherto secret information on the events since 1939. In this span, Marshall served his country as the U.S. Army's wartime chief of staff, as Secretary of State, and Secretary of Defense. What, for instance, are Marshall's views on World War II, on his post-war mission to China when he spent a year trying to mediate between the nationalists and communist Chinese, on the conduct of the Cold War with Russia? Answers to these and many other questions presumably lie hidden in the 155,000 original and microfilm documents at VMI, where Marshall graduated in 1901. Now 78 years old and recuperating from a slight stroke at his home in Pinehurst, North Carolina, Marshall is reluctant to make money from his experiences in public service and doesn't want to embarrass living people through his opinions of historical events. In Lexington, Virginia, this is Max Jordan.
Drew Pearson here in New Orleans. This city is famous for its oil, beautiful Creole women, bizarre French Quarter, Mardi Gras, and for the Mississippi Mother of Waters, which pours 406 million tons of Midwest silt into the Gulf of Mexico every year. Less famous is a resident of New Orleans who has affected the lives of millions. He is Dr. Alton Ochsner of Tulane University, who about 20 years ago began pounding away at the theory that cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. Nobody paid much attention to him at the time. Most of his medical associates doubted his research, but Ochsner kept pounding, kept reading papers, attending meetings showing what happened to rats when subjected to cigarette smoke. Today, as a result of Ochsner's crusade, the U.S. Public Health Service has officially warned American smokers that cigarettes are conducive of lung cancer. The British Medical Society, the American Cancer Society, and others have also gone on record regarding cancer and cigarettes. Quoting Ochsner, "It's the tobacco tars which cause cancer of the lungs, and it's the nicotine which affects the arteries. Tobacco can be grown without nicotine, but the cigarette companies won't use it, because it's the nicotine which gives the cigarette smoker a lift." Though long a resident of New Orleans, Dr. Ochsner was born in South Dakota. He is watching a bill introduced in the South Dakota legislature, which would require a skull and crossbones to be stamped on every package of cigarettes in South Dakota. In Washington, this is columnist Drew Pearson reporting.
A space telescope orbiting in a 350-pound satellite package could produce a four-color map of the entire sky as it appears beyond the blindfold of the Earth's atmosphere. Three Smithsonian astrophysical scientists declared there's no limit to the discoveries to be made through the studies of the celestial ultraviolet spectrum. The Smithsonian scientists say the satellite will carry an image tube that will transmit the telescope's view of the sky by television to ground control and recording stations. KUWS News Time is 7:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Larson Chevrolet.
Well, you know the big difference in Chevrolet is delivery at Larson Chevrolet, where it's easy to buy, easy to save, and they have easy terms. No payments until March of 1959. You can make the smart switch to Chevrolet with prices starting as low as $2,100. Couple of examples. How about this? A 57 Chevy. This is a beautiful four-door station wagon. Only $1,895. How about a Chevy four-door station wagon, 1957, another 1895 beauty? How about this, a 56 Chevy deluxe four-door with power glide, only 1495? Those are just some of the bargains. Stop over today, Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile at 1420 Ogden Avenue in Superior. Lou?
Inauguration of the 44-passenger Convair 340 aircraft service April the 26th. will provide Twin Ports area residents with nonstop flights to Chicago, as well as two daily round trips between the Twin Cities and Duluth. That's according to an announcement by North Central Airlines President Hal Carr. Carr says the Converts will fly from Duluth to Chicago in an hour and 46 minutes as compared to 2.5 hours for the DC-3s. So you like to make anonymous telephone calls at all hours of the day or night. Take note, the Superior Police Department doesn't care for the idea. If you do, chances are that you may end up with more charges than just your telephone bill. 22-year-old Superior woman Betty Stengel pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct when she appeared in municipal court before Judge Claude Cooper today. She was arrested on a complaint of a person who claims that Ms. Stengel has been making several anonymous telephone calls to the person's residence. Bail was set at $100. County Chairman Robert Banks has announced that the 1959 savings bond goal for Douglas County is $1.5 million. This compares with the 58 goal of $1.4 million. Goals for other northern Wisconsin counties are Ashland, $658,000, Bayfield, $346,000, Burnett, $104,000, Iron, $450,000, Sawyer, $185,000, and Washburn, $312,000. Gordon's State Nursery official thermometer plunged to minus 39 last night, which may give the community the lowest temperature in the United States. U.S. weather officials give Bismarck, North Dakota, the honor with a minus 37. Attendants at the nursery say that the mercury dropped suddenly, and they thought it hit near the minus 50 mark for the second time this winter. Tim.
Thanks, Lou the Man Martin. Let's go to our frosty machine gun Kelly to see if he can still feel his toes. He's outside the Duluth Armory for tonight's winter dance party.
I gave up on my fingers and toes 10 minutes ago, Tim. Madness is setting in now.
Baby. Hey, great. You hang in there, babe. The forecast for this Saturday night, January 31st, 1959, is chilly, man. Weather Bureau says it's going to drop to 25 to 35 below tonight, with tomorrow's high zero. Tonight, it's all Wonder Party music from the headliners themselves. Here's Dion and the Belmonts and I Wonder Why on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Dion and the Belmonts, and I Wonder Why on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, I gotta wonder how our good frosty friend Machine Gun Kelly is doing at the Duluth Armory. Hey, babe!
I wonder why I'm standing outside and can't get the red carpet treatment that WEBC DJ Lou Latto's getting.
You mean Lou Latto? Lou Latto? Because you're Machine Gun Kelly. You got a rough and ready rep. They're scared of you.
Deep down, I'm a nice guy, though, with a warm heart that's getting pretty cold. Oops!
Oops.
I think my ear just fell off.
Yeah, let's see. So far, you've lost your nose and one ear tonight.
That's pretty much all the feeling in my lower body, baby. The line is long, but the doors are open, and the kids are getting in and ready to jitterbug. Opening act tonight is Frankie Sardo. Then comes the big attractions. First, J.P. to Big Papa Richardson. Then heartthrob Dion and the Belmonts. The sensational new teen idol Richie Valens. And the headliner Buddy Holly and the Crickets. You watch that Richie Valens. He'll slay the teeny boppers we got here tonight. The winter dance party's set to start at 8 o'clock. Say, this good-looking young lassie's been out here shivering away for a while. Your name?
Peggy Sue.
Say, that's a bit of a coincidence since Buddy Holly's big hit is Peggy Sue. And who's your gorgeous friend, Peggy Sue?
This is Donna.
Say, that's another bit of a coincidence. You know, that's Richie Valens' big number. Imagine that, Timothy. I found Peggy Sue and Donna.
Hey, you should come out of the cold there, Top Gun. Your brain's getting frozen.
I don't understand.
Exactly. So for Donna, sorry to disappoint, but here's Richie Valens. And come on, let's go, little darling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Richie Valens and a KUWS twin spin. Come on, let's go. And La Bamba on the kick and KUWS Tim Michaels dance party. Hey, let's head back to the Duluth National Guard Armory where the big winter dance party is about to start. Come on in, Machine Gun Kelly.
Hey, good news. I'm just about inside the building, but it's getting hard to see. My eyeballs are frozen. Ever have frozen eyeballs there, King Timmy?
Only on the top of Sundays at Halloween.
Hey, let's talk to this smart-looking chet standing here, the last one in line and the only one who's got enough sense to really dress for this 158-degree below zero weather. Look at you. You got big warm boots, choppers on your hands. Looks like you've got two big coats on and a ski mask.
Give me your wallet.
What's that?
Your wallet. I want your wallet. And your watch, too.
Why do you want my wallet? I can tell you what time it is. Why do you have that pistol-like thing pointed at me?
Give the nice man with the ski mask and the gun your wallet.
I need my wallet. It's got my money and stuff in it.
That's why I want it. Hand it over.
But it's mine.
You're being robbed there, big gun.
But I'm live on the air. We don't get robbed while we're on the air. Hey, this is great. So, Mr. Criminal, this is kind of perfect crime since it's so cold and nobody would think twice of you walking around with a ski mask on.
Now, I've given this a lot of thought. You know, we thieves have gotten a bad rep for being stupid. But those are just a few bad apples that spoil our pickle barrel.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
You're worried about being stuck up by a philosophical robber who's worried about his reputation?
Yeah, and he mixes his metaphors too, Tim.
Say, that's not nice. You know, criminals have feelings too.
Okay, here's the wallet. Not much in there, though.
Holy smokes! You're not kidding, bub. Is this all you got?
I told you, man. I'm a DJ. I work in radio.
Oh, well, here, take it back. Sorry. I didn't know.
Jeez, man, thanks.
Hey, you all right there, Big Machine Gun?
I'm great. Regular good fellow, that criminal. He even gave me a buck before he ran off.
All right, get inside out of the cold, and let's all warm up you campers with some J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and Chantilly Lace on the Tim Michaels Dance Party Show.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet man.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But,
oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
Yeah, the Big Bopper and Chantilly Lace on Kickin' KUWS. Now to the Duluth National Guard Armory with a warmer version of Machine Gun Kelly. They finally let you in?
They made me pay to get in, Timmy. Good thing Mr. Criminal gave me a buck or I'd still be outside. And the nerve! They charged me the full $1.25 ticket price. Can you believe it? I'm not supposed to do that until after 8. It should be 90 cents.
And looky who I found in here. A couple of lightweights who couldn't brave the cold.
Oh, you mean a couple of warm lightweights.
Who didn't stupid the cold. That guy looks like an icicle.
Yeah, be kind. He always had kind of a pointy head.
Sounds like KUWS chief engineer Joe Gardonio and the unmistakable former draft board chairman Joe Raffoli. I'm surprised you're at the winter dance party, Colonel.
I've got no time for questions from guys with two first names. Fact is, this dance is sponsored by the Duluth National Guard, so I'm proud to be here to make sure these unruly, undisciplined teenage delinquents have a swell time. Besides, I like a good carnival.
It's a party, not a carnival. I'll be dancing to music.
What? No elephants? I thought the Big Bopper was an elephant. Yeah, that's okay. I like dancing and music.
Probably not this dancing and music.
How in the Sam Hill would you know what the Colonel likes? What the Colonel doesn't like?
You don't like anything, so that narrows it down.
Ah, you'll like the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper. Big Bop. Is he related to Betty Boop? No, Betty Boop. I like Betty Boop. Any kin of Betty Boop is all right by me.
No. He said Big Bopper. Betty Boop is a cartoon.
Well, but Betty Boop is a cartoon. Betty Boop is a cartoon.
Okay, in the meantime, let's talk to Sam Geller, the manager of this fantabulous winter dance party. Cold enough for you?
Chilly temps don't bother us. These fellas are entertainers. Happy to ride a bus to record cold temperature. In the 24 days of this tour, it'll go like a flash.
I understand tempers are running a bit short playing in small towns on a bumpy bus in sub-zero temperatures.
Except for that one gun and knife incident with Waylon. I don't know what you're talking about. We have nice rooms at the Hotel Duluth, and the bus is parked in the armory basement. It'll be all warm when we leave tonight.
The tour's been going well, then.
Not just well, but super, incredible, great. We've been packing them in just like tonight. Full houses everywhere.
With no break in the cold weather, what's not to love? Thanks, Sam Geller, manager of the Winter Dance Party.
Hey, thanks, Machine Gun. Now it's time for Peggy Sue and Buddy Holly.
Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets and Peggy Sue on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, all goes the battle at the armory there, Machine Gun.
The big battle now is between that Colonel guy and our engineer.
Yeah, you just have to get over it. That's all, Colonel.
Yeah, I'm too young not to be with it. I mean, even though I hate most music, especially that wild jazz McCorkle used to play in the 30s and 40s, at least I knew what it was. Now, this stuff, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, there. It's okay to be old.
Yeah, I just miss Irving Berlin and Porter and Roy Rogers.
Hey, is he going to be all right?
And the Colonel just turned 60.
Whoa, that's terrible.
Tell him for me that he doesn't look a day over 70.
I'm not telling him that.
Yeah, you see, there was a time when a hit song was on everybody's lips. Young and old alike could sing, yes. We have no bananas.
Fact is, Colonel, the kids are running the show these days.
Whence came this power of teenagers to impose their musical taste on the entire population? Every generation has the urge to discover and enshrine its own heroes. This is especially true of today's teens who were born into and reared in the wartime era of relaxed family controls. We're just seeing a break with the past right here tonight.
And with it, our American fabric is being torn to shreds. I see turmoil, angst. My world is just being turned upside down.
All that because of Buddy Holly?
Well, actually, these circumstances are dictated by the 17 million teenagers who earn, let's see, according to my calculations, and that of an interesting article in Engineers Monthly.
I thought that was Engineers Weekly.
Circulation's down. Anyway, the article says those 17 million teenagers earn $9.5 billion with a big B dollars a year. They spend a good part of their $10 average weekly earnings on record, and they listen to the radio on average of 2 hours a day. That adds up to obsolete music for 60-year-old draft board chairman.
I won't stand for it. That just means we middle-aged guys have to spend more money on country western music and wrestling events. I predict big things for that in the future.
Well, I have to agree with you about wrestling. You see that match between Gorgeous George and Billy the Kid on TV?
Oh, man, I hate Gorgeous George. I mean, he cheats.
That's the latest from the winter dance party at the Duluth National Guard Armory, King Timothy.
The one and only Machine Gun Kelly. Time for one more rousing rock and roller before country western takes over. Here's Ray Vaughn with Buddy Holly.
Oh, hello, thanks you.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets and Ray Vaughn on Kickin' KUWS. Machine Gun Kelly has some final shots for us from the Duluth Armory Winter Dance Party.
Hey, the kids are crowded around the Armory's big dance floor. The only seating is in the balcony, and that's crowded, too. I don't see many parents. Maybe they all check it out, but there sure are lots and lots of teeny boppers. A good mix of half guys, half gals. Probably 2,000 of them. Hey, let's grab a couple of kids. Your name is?
Colleen Vaughn, and I'm doing right.
How old are you, Colleen?
20 and a half, and I can't believe I'm here.
I see you brought your camera.
My Kodak Brownie and Dematic. I got it for Christmas. I'm going to get Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and Dion. Oh, they're dreamy.
Hey, nice camera. I like cameras. You might call me a shutterbug, little league.
And you are?
Well, Jimmy Heffernan, Westdale Loser League. You're crafting my style microphone, man.
Looks like the winter dance party's about to start. That Lou Latto fellow's on stage. Let's get one more guy. Hello. Hey, hello. What brings you out here tonight?
Kind of an incredible brainless question, isn't it?
Sorry. The brain froze an hour ago. Let's try again. What's the motivation and social significance of tonight's event?
Rock and roll is going to change this country. It's going to get us to talk about different ideas. It's going to give a venue for new ideas. It's going to usher in a tolerance of different cultures, religions, and beliefs.
Wow! All that from Buddy Holly?
Yeah, man. I saw him. He was just 3 feet from me, getting ready. He looked right at me, man. As a fellow musician, I felt the connection, man.
Al Cosmic, your name and age, and where are you from?
I was born in Duluth, but I grew up in Hibbing. I'm 17, named Zimmerman. Bobby Zimmerman. Rockin' on, man. Rockin' on.
All right, Bobby Z. Hey, that's got a ring to it. Rock on yourself, man. I'm going to warm my toes, and since I paid $1.25 to get in, I'm going to show off my twinkle toes here. Back to you, King Timothy.
Hey, when's that big chopper going on? What is a big chopper? That's a train seal. Didn't I see you on TV?
Bopper. Big bopper. Sheesh. Get with it, you dinosaur.
Maybe Machine Gun got the best assignment tonight after all. The winter dance party is expected to last until midnight before they head out to Appleton and Green Bay tomorrow, and then Clear Lake, Iowa, and Moorhead City. It's quite a 24-day road trip, and these kids won't forget it. We'll be back same time, same place in your radio dial, the good Lord willing, and the Colonel meets his new hero, the Big Bopper. For Machine Gun Kelly, Lou Martin, and all the gang, I am Tim Michaels, rocking and rolling you into the night.
Been listening to Radio Superior 1959, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Duke Skorich, Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Danielle Kading, Paul Guggenheimer, Brian Matuzak, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.